Hi, I'm Raven.
And I'm Faranir, and this is a podcast where we try to answer the question, can two creatives really break free from the 9-to-5 grind and find success in a more fulfilling creative life? What a week we've had.
So busy.
We are a little bit late this week, as we might have warned you about last week, because we had a little busy weekend away. We had the best time, and now we're exhausted, but we're here, we're catching up, life is good. Tell everyone where we went to.
We went to London, and we first went to the Spirited Away sort of West End style theatre production. Not really West End, like, singing-wise. Yeah, it's a theatre production. And there's a theatre company from Japan who perform it there, and they're here for a few months to do Spirited Away. And it was absolutely incredible. It was amazing. I love sort of theatre production stuff. Don't get to go to it often enough, but I do love it. I used to go to it a lot when I was a kid. Haven't been for many years, and it was just breathtaking. It was beautiful. The way they did it was just incredible. How they like forced perspective to make things like they were coming closer and further away. And, like, all the music, it was beautiful.
Very clever.
Was wonderful. That was a great start.
I'm not into plays or theatre at all, but it was really good.
It was.
Very impressed.
It was sort of almost in its own category of theatre because of just how impressive all the sets were. It was really sort of like, I know the film Spirited Away pretty well. And there was, like, scenes in it where I was like, how are they going to make, like, No Face bigger? And how are they going to do, like, Haku flying around? He's a big dragon. And they did amazing. It was so good. Yeah. So that's how we started the weekend. So then on Saturday and Sunday, we went to MCM London Comic Con at the XL Centre, which was wonderful.
Brilliant.
Incredibly busy, as it always is.
Very.
Spent a little bit too much money. Bought
always.
Too much art, as we always do. Every time we say we're not going to buy as much art this year. And every time, I feel like we bought more than usual this year.
I definitely bought more than usual this year. A couple of them got me really bad. They knew my weaknesses.
There was a lot of the Souls games ones, weren't they?
Lots of Dark Souls, Elden Ring, Bloodborne stuff.
Sekiro.
Shut up and take my money.
Sekiro one as well.
Yep, beautiful stuff.
Very good. And
I got a Spirited Away
print there as well, and I got that one. I think I got like a little froggy or cat one, I can't remember.
Well, that's because we bought too much.
We bought so many.
It all blurs together.
So that was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, we just went and did a little bit of shopping. Went to Forbidden Planet. Went to a
Always
shop called
favorite.
Bubble Pop in London, which is like it's a very, very tiny, but very cute stall that does like Pusheen, Sanrio, Animal Crossing, Mario, like all the Nintendo games.
It's a mixture of
Japanese franchises, but very like the cutesy ones, I guess.
Don't go downstairs. It was the most. Last time we went there, they didn't have a downstairs, but they did this time. I was like, ooh, what are they going to have down there? And it's like a 3x3 meter little square, mostly stocked up with all the stuff that's just upstairs anyway, as well as a strange little ice cream shop. But it was so small that when we got down there, we couldn't get back out because we were just surrounded by people. And we were stuck there.
It's like a little elevator room.
Just don't go downstairs. You'll never make it back out.
I waited upstairs because I was already carrying too many things to buy. I couldn't go downstairs.
Yeah, you got lucky.
That was nice.
You didn't miss much.
Where else did we go on Monday? Foils?
Yeah, Foils for some book shopping. Mm-hmm. We went to HMV, which is always a nice time. And Camden Market, briefly.
Oh, yes, of course. I was going to go. And
of course,
I went to Chinatown to get pandan cake. And I normally only get 2 slices, and this time I got, like, 5. And they had, like, big logs of it for only £8, and I was, like, so close to getting some, but we had a long journey home, so.
Bargain.
Decided not to, but, yeah, we had a really good weekend. Very busy, very full-on, did lots of steps.
Lots
of travelling, got to see some family.
Yeah, it was really nice.
But, yeah, it was very good. I'm glad you have recovered now from all the walking and the high heels and the Viera.
And now you can focus on work again without having to worry about making ears and wigs, which must be nice after 2 weeks of hardcore work.
Yeah, like every spare moment of like every lunch break, I was just glowing fur and hair. And all the fumes. God, the fumes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, the fumes that we've, like,
that
lived
was intense.
With. I tried to have windows open or do it outside, but mm-hmm. there wasn't enough ventilation in the world.
No, nothing could have helped
for all that glue and hairspray. Nope.
If you want to see how it all turned out, we have lovely video up on our Instagram and TikTok channels. So you should hop on over there and have a little look. The links are in the show notes as always, so have a little peek and hit follow while you're there. That'd be lovely.
Which transitions quite nicely into sort of work stuff briefly, is that we've only put that video up, I don't know how, I put it up at like lunchtime, mm-hmm. and it's now 6 p.m. and it's already doing really well.
Really well.
It's already outperformed like a lot of our videos.
Yeah, much better than normal.
And it's got really good engagement,
mm-hmm.
got us loads of followers.
Yep.
So if you happen to have found us through the video we put up the evening of filming this, hi.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing? We did get a YouTube follower through it. So
yeah, exactly. See, it's all working
if
out.
If you're listening, hello.
nice
if you
to
haven't
meet
seen
you.
It, yeah, go check it out. It'll be in the show notes and it's on our social media. It's on our TikTok and Instagram, and I should put it on our Twitter as well. I don't
yeah.
use Twitter as much.
No,
I don't know. I've got this weird aversion
just
to Twitter.
Like
I don't know what it is.
On Twitter now.
Yeah, now it's X, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But some weird aversion to it. But I'll put it up there because I should. And there's a big Final Fantasy community on
That's
Twitter as
true.
Well.
True. We'll try
but
and do better.
I was going to make it sooner, but my issue with making reels, and I think it's one of the reasons that you can make shorts quicker than I can, is that yours has like a very set format. And it doesn't need music because it already has music from the game.
Yeah.
Mine, oh, I didn't know what Final Fantasy music to pick and how long to make it. And with, so I spent like the past 2 days going, maybe this music, this song. And then you got to make sure they're on like each of the platforms so all the timings line up.
Yeah,
and,
it's hard enough.
But I eventually decided and it's up now.
And it came out really good. So
it is
it was
cute.
Worth
I am
it.
Happy with it. Yeah, I am happy. That was your professional footage on
oh, yeah.
the iPhone that you hate.
Came out well. Can't be mad. Yep, good times. So aside from holidays and Comic-Con prep, what have we been up to? Lots of photography stuff, which is nice because it's about damn time. So I kind of had a like 6 to 9 month little hiatus there for a while due to,
weather.
As we've told many times before, the terrible weather that we had over the winter. Like there was barely a single day that I could get out and take some photos. And if there was a good day, it was while I was at work, which is just my luck.
Genuinely, from middle of December until, was it middle of April?
Mm-hmm.
We had one sunny afternoon.
Yeah.
And that sounds like an exaggeration. That does sound like an exaggeration. Mm. You're like, Raven, surely the sun shone for fun. No, it didn't. I've never, in my 24 years on this planet, have ever seen winter like that. It just was constant, and it wasn't just great, it was dark.
Yeah.
It was constantly
dark, wet,
dark.
Miserable.
And windy and rainy, so, because normally, if it was just a bit overcast, you would have still gone out.
Mm.
But it was, like, stormy,
yeah.
miserable.
Constantly.
So, I mean, that's something to keep in mind when you become a photographer, is that you may not
yeah.
have that again.
So come up with a plan B over winter, bloody hell.
There's only so much editing you can do to photos
yeah.
to make them look better.
That's it.
If it's like a stormy day, like there's no way you're making that sunshine.
No.
There's not a chance.
Exactly.
So,
horrendous.
Yeah.
But
unintentional break.
The good news is I'm back now, which is fine.
Guess who's back?
But after having 6 to 9 months off, it was daunting putting out some photos again, I'll tell you that. It's weird. You have a little gap away from it and suddenly it feels very strange. Getting back in there and saying, hey guys, notice me again, please, you know?
I used to hate that with my graphic design page.
Yeah.
When before I got my day job 5 years ago in marketing, I did freelance graphic design. And I solidly used it over that period. And then when I got my apprenticeship and marketing job, it was like every year for a couple of months, I'd be like, hey guys, I'm still alive.
Still here.
And I like to do design work.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of fizzled away again.
That's
and I'd like
it.
Rebrand everything and then it fizzled away. So yeah, I totally get that.
It
is weird because it's the pressure isn't real at all. It's totally in your head.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's totally, yeah. And you know that. And it's like,
yep.
Why am I worried about. You know, it's
exactly.
weird. Yeah.
It was really silly. So it took me a while, but I started coming up with a plan and getting things posted again. So I got caught up on posting loads of the photos I took towards the tail end of last year that I never got around to sharing and things like that, and started to just get the ball rolling again. So I went over my website to make sure it's still correct and up to date. I use PixieSet for my website, which I've never talked about here before, but it is a wonderful service that is absolutely worth mentioning. So if you have any interest in becoming a photographer or anything like that, it's well worth looking into PixieSet, because it's a service that can cost a fair bit of money, to be fair, but what it gives you is so worth it. It's a combination of giving you your own custom-made website, which comes with a blog. It gives you client galleries for you to share with your clients, direct access to a shop where they can buy prints of any photos that they like within those galleries, studio management systems, and more besides. And they're constantly adding new features, and it is brilliant. Everyone that I've used it with has had nothing but great things to say about how easily it is to use. So yeah, big fan of that. So it's definitely worth mentioning, because I've never talked about it before, but that is what I use, and it is wonderful.
Before we move on, is PixieSet a plugin for Wix, or is it its own separate?
Totally separate. Totally separate. Not related at all.
Well,
yep,
cool.
I use Wix for my other website, for the music stuff.
Cool. That's why I was like, what? No, that's cool. I hadn't heard of PixieSet before.
No, I hadn't.
And that's someone who works in marketing and websites. But yeah, I've seen yours, and it always looks really good. It's really interactive and nice, smooth.
That's great. It. There's a lot of services out there that, you know, give you website creators and things like that, like Wix and Squarespace. But PixieSet is made like specifically for photography, and you can really tell in the features that it offers, because it's just everything all in one. It's brilliant. So yeah, it's great. And it comes with a blog as well, like I mentioned. So I took some time to write a blog post just to, you know, make things official, get the ball rolling again, which also helps with your SEO. So the more blog posts you write, obviously the more words you're literally putting onto the internet. So you have more ways for people to find you as they're searching for things, which is really helpful. So it's worth putting some thought into that as well. I then spent some time using Meta Business Suite to schedule loads of posts across Facebook and Instagram at the same time, which was mostly really helpful. The only times that it caused a bit of a hiccup was when I'd have some photos to post together that were like the wrong aspect ratio or things like that. And it would be like, you can't post it on Instagram at that size, but Facebook you could. So then I'd have to split it up and, you know, do them separately. But, you know, it didn't take too much longer. It was still easier.
Did Instagram not prompt you to crop it through Meta?
It did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because when I do it, it just says that you can auto-crop it, and it's like, that's inconvenient, but...
Yeah,
sure.
It gave me the choice. But then if I did that, it would crop it for Facebook as well, and it would be like things that I don't want to crop for Facebook, because I like how it is originally. So if I wanted it to stay untouched on Facebook, I'd have to do that. And then do the Instagram one.
Yeah, you can do separate sets of text for each platform, but not separate sets of text.
Yeah,
which is kind of annoying. I wish you could like just bulk make them in a row.
It would be helpful.
You have to go like in and out of the planner. I wish you could just do like a big chunk and then say which day they were going to be on.
Exactly. It's very close to being almost perfectly.
Yeah,
helpful.
It is. Honestly, for social media planners and schedulers. Meta's own one is absolutely brilliant, and since they brought it in, I've used it so often. Hootsuite, until end of March, was totally free, and now they've made everyone's plans paid for, which is a real shame, because Hootsuite are a wonderful leader in social media and, you know, information analytics, all that sort of thing. I think I've probably spoken about them before. They're brilliant, and now they've done this, I'm kind of like, that's really greedy, because even the really big paid for popular ones have like at least a 7-day trial, or you can only add one account or something. But this is like flat out, that's it, pay for it, no warning. But yeah, Meta's own one is really good.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. That's it.
Yeah, and it does put like a nice sort of because a lot of the big paid planners do only allow you to have one or two accounts. So if you can have Facebook and Instagram under Meta, you can then have like TikTok and Twitter or LinkedIn or Pinterest on the free ones, so and then actually you don't have to pay anything at all.
That's quite helpful.
So it does actually save you money for if you've got lots of platforms.
Top tip. Very good. So yeah, I spent some time with that. I also ran some small ad campaigns on some of the posts that I put up, just to build some momentum, gain some more followers and get the name back out there, you know, just getting people's heads again to say, hey, I am still here. Make sure people notice, because as we've probably mentioned before, organic reach sucks.
I know you did little paid campaigns. I like doing the podcast sometimes because I learn things
too. You learn things too.
I didn't know you did the blog. I didn't know that you'd used Meta Business
Suite. I've been a busy bee.
I didn't know that you had done some little ads.
Well, see, this is what happens when you spend all of your free time making ears downstairs.
Or maybe you did tell me and the fumes just nullified. You were like, wah, 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 wah. I was just like, yes.
It could be that.
May have told me, and I was just so like out of it on glue and hairspray fumes that you were moving your mouth, but no information was coming out.
I wouldn't be surprised. I honestly wouldn't be surprised. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much. So yeah, I did a bit of that, and that worked out really well. The reach I got from doing those was way better than the ones that I didn't promote. So shows that it's worth doing, and I'll be looking more into that shortly when we start looking at marketing materials for, you know, proper things like offers and whatnot, like trying to find more wedding clients. So when we do that, we'll be doing big ad campaigns. It's going to be great. The other bit of good news regarding photography is...
Remember what we said?
Yeah, she's just clicked. She's just clicked.
Remember what we said?
At the end of the last episode, you may remember, if you were with us, we were talking about lenses and astrophotography and all this stuff. And we had sparked a bit of a heated debate on whether or not I should buy a dedicated 14mm f1.4 Sigma astrophotography lens. And I thought, no, that's too expensive. That's unnecessary. Raven disagreed, and she talked me into it live on air. And she won. Ladies and gentlemen, she won.
I win everything. I bought the lens.
It arrived. It's beautiful. It's really good. I haven't had a chance to test it out on the night sky yet because of con prep, holiday, you know, work obligations, whatnot. So I haven't tried it out at night yet, but I did take it to Comic-Con, and I did test it in some situations, which were really helpful. So I don't know if you've ever been to Comic-Con, but if you have, you'll know it's very tight, very cramped. There's not much space whatsoever. It gets very busy. And there were several times when I wanted to take a photo, but I could not take a couple of steps back to actually, you know, get what I wanted in frame. So I tested out my new lens, and suddenly it was so wide that I could see everything, and I was like only 30 centimeters away. It was ridiculous. It was so cool. I could see like the entire stall you were looking at, I could see all of you. It's brilliant. So I highly recommend it if you need to shoot in very tight spaces, because it's really helpful. So yep, and I'll test it out at night sky soon. As soon as we get
I was
going
to say try today, but
it's really cloudy at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. As soon as the clouds disappear, we'll go for a hike. Yeah.
But we'll see.
Miserable.
We'll see. That'll be fine.
Yeah, as soon as we get a nice cloudless sky, we'll go out for a hike up to the fields again. It's going to be wonderful. I can't wait. So, yeah, that's a quick update on my terrible spending habits. No, sorry. Investment opportunities. We'll go with that, because we're all about positivity, aren't we? That about covers it for photography update. There will be much more on the horizon on that one, but that's enough for now. You can talk a bit more about your little creative productivity stuff now.
I made some ears.
You made some ears. They were really good.
I made a wig and I made some ears. So I haven't made a wig from scratch before. So I've bought like synthetic wigs for cosplay and then styled them, you know, like added curls or straightened them, cut in a fringe, put in like, you know, little ponytail, you know, that sort of stuff, like just that kind of styling. But I've not like made it from scratch, as in like making your own wefts, attaching your own wefts. Wefts are like strips, like chunks of hair, basically. That sort of thing. I make your own hairline, like dyeing synthetic hair, which is not the same as dyeing real hair, as I found out. All of that sort of thing. Making spikes. If you know Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, he is a perfect example of a character who has spikes for hair. I haven't done any of that before. And I watched some videos on TikTok. So when I went to make my wig, I didn't start the whole project with as deep as I got in it in mind. I just happened to come across someone on TikTok who was making wigs from scratch, and I watched it and I was like, that looks amazing. And then I watched another one, and then about 3 hours passed and I was like, I reckon I could do that. Mm-hmm. With no other experience in it. I do my own hair. Like, you know, so there's some knowledge on, like, hair and styling. But, wig hair is synthetic. It's plastic. So it doesn't work at all like regular hair does. It's not the same texture. It's entirely different. It's like comparing metal to wood. It's, you know, there's some things that you can, like, cross over, but really it's a new material. So I started 2 weeks before Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
Which was better than last year's week.
Yep.
But that was only for the ears, as I was making the wig and the ears this time.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
The ears I made this time in a day, technically a day and like an hour if you count me shaving them, but that was pretty impressive. To be fair, I already had the templates from last time, so that took out a lot of the work. But even like all the gluing and the cutting of the fur and did all that in a day.
It's a big job.
Which is impressive. So the rest of the time was making the wig. And it worked. I did, my only issue with it is that I made the like top of my hairline a bit too like shiny and solid. The hairspray like built up and so made it like really shiny. And I tried to like dull down the shine with like setting powder and it worked a little bit, but not like fully. So I'm gonna get some acetone and just fix that a little bit. But otherwise, for like a first ever attempt at making a wig, like it's not terrible.
No, it did really well.
Yeah,
and
I think
you got so many compliments for it. Well.
Like so, normally, like when I am in cosplay, you get people come up to you and say like, "Oh, I love your character," or, like, they love the color of it, or like I don't know. I've never had anyone say that they've loved how I've styled the wig specifically, and I have people coming up to me just to take photos of the back of my head. So like, they would take one like of the whole outfit, but they'd be like, "Can I get a picture of just the back of your wig?" And I was like, "Yeah, like if you want." But like, I've never had that in like all the years I've been at Comic-Con. Never that like attention to detail over something. So that was really nice. So yeah, that was a learning experience. I'm very happy with it all, and I'm gonna make a video on how I built all of it. I tried to film as much as possible, and I haven't decided yet the exact like method for making the video. I could do just one long video, but it would probably be about an hour long, which is a lot. But I could add timestamps to it. So if you didn't want to make the wig, but if you want to make the ears, you could skip to the ears, yada yada. Yeah. I could do like a series of like each step, like a little kind of episode thing. I'm unsure yet what I want to do, and then also how that's going to work on social media, whether I'm going to make a version for social media, because I filmed everything landscape for YouTube, so it's going to be hard to kind of crop things around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just, we'll see. I'll put it all in, then you can help me decide what's the best. If anyone has any suggestions on what they'd prefer, feel free to let me know, because I was looking at, like, what other people have done for cosplay videos, and there's, like, a perfect split between what people have done. Like, even the views for everything is, like, the same, whether you have, like, a playlist, like, a series on how to build something, or just one long-hour video. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll maybe do, like, a little poll on social media, what people think.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Second part, before we move on from Comic-Con, is that we got the Creator Pass for Comic-Con.
We did.
So I applied quite last minute, just on a whim, because I was like, you know what? We're creators, and we're trying, and maybe, you know, like, because they don't say, like, what number of engagement and reach you have to get to. They just say you need to have XYZ, like, you have to have this kind of platform and so on. And I was like, well, we have that.
Yeah.
It's small, but we have it. And we got it. And I was really, like, I was like, oh. You messaged me when you were at work, and you were like, "What have you been applying to?
What's this?"
And I was like, "We got it, really." So I think a little thanks is in order.
Yeah.
To everyone who's got us to that, because that's actually like, I know a lot of people who go to Comic-Con as a creator, and they're like amazing, huge, wonderful people with like amazing followers. You know, like they're the proper, you know, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And like we're gonna be, but not yet.
No.
And so the fact that we still had enough to be able to, they could go, yeah, you're a creator. You deserve a creator pass. I was like, thank you. That's wonderful. So that's really
cool.
Good. Yeah.
Nice little milestone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Nice little perk.
Yeah.
It was good.
We've had a few, in my opinion, we've had a few like little milestone moments. One of those was being recognised at FanFest.
Yep.
As from just streaming, nothing else. They weren't like a friend of a friend or a suggestion. Like, no. They just knew us through Twitch only. They recognised us. The finalist for the art category at FanFest. That was quite a cool moment.
Yep, very.
And then for this one, we've had the creator pass as well. So there's like lots of little moments that were like, this is, you know, one for the book. Yeah, yeah.
Achievement unlocked.
Little gold star. Well done.
Definitely.
Sounds very nice.
It was. The only thing about it was we didn't, like, book the weekend knowing that we were going to have that because it was a last-minute thing. So we'd only booked tickets for the Saturday and Sunday. And there was a lot to get through in 2 days. We really struggled. So we've more decided that way more than usual. Mm. It felt bigger. Mm. I don't think it was, but it felt bigger.
It did, yeah.
So we didn't really get much time to actually get much creating done. Because at the end of the day, this was planned as our holiday, you know? It wasn't about work for once. It was a holiday. So we didn't get that much creating done, sadly, because we just didn't have time. We were running out of time on the Sunday. We're like, oh, my God, we haven't done this year. We've only got an hour left. So next year, we've decided we're going to go for all 3 days and just have a day focused on creating stuff, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
we'll have time for everything. We don't have to rush and panic.
Yeah. We'll have, like, 2 days as, like, us and cosplays, but we'll have 1 day which is just taking and filming content of other cosplayers, the cosplay contests, different panels, the stalls, all that sort of thing down on the green.
Exactly.
All that sort of stuff. But yeah, because we literally got it, I think, like 5 days before we left. So there wasn't really time to sort of plan.
No.
Because I was still making my cosplay at that point. So there definitely wasn't time. But yeah, nice that we got it. Hopefully.
Very cool.
We'll get it again next year. If you get it once, it's easier for you to get it again because you've already met like some of the requirements. And we did get a little bit of footage and photos and stuff from the day.
So yeah, we definitely got something.
Yeah, yeah. If you've previously promoted or said you've gone to Comic-Con before, that also helps because you've, like, advertised them. Mm. So hopefully we'll put some stuff out about that. And
definitely.
That will help a little bit. So that's very nice. Yeah. We did have a slight mistake with the ears, though. It's entirely a me. It's nothing to do with the way I made them and the quality of them. It's solely me. Is that they attach on these little, like, I had two little, like, squares on top of my head. They'd, like, slot down onto them. And one of them was leaning forward because the wig head that I have, the mount, is really terrible. It doesn't, like, tighten up properly. So when I had been putting on the supports, it had, like, tilted and leant sideways a little bit, which meant that the, like, support for the ears was then a little bit wonky. It was only by, like, 2 centimetres. Mm. Like, when the ears are on and the size of them, you couldn't tell at all. But I knew it was there. And so with the bottom of one of the ears, I held it and, like, tried to move it backwards to, like, lean the ear rather than move the support. And I ripped the fur off of the support.
You just heard it go.
And then the whole ear just flopped forward and I was like.
We were 60 seconds from leaving.
We were literally, like, walking
and we were packed,
out of the
finished,
hotel.
Ready to go. And then, oh, God, heart attack.
Well, it's fine, though, because I brought my glue gun with me, being like, it's fine. If I make any mistakes, I'll just glue it together. Silly me packing in a rush didn't realise that my glue gun had run out of glue. So that wasn't helpful either. Thankfully, we had a Sainsbury's, like, next to where the hotel was. And so that evening, we went and got some super glue. My sister very kindly helped fix it because she's used to fixing that sort of stuff. She works on, like, films and in, like, costumes and prosthetics. Yeah, so she was able to have some professional fixing going on.
She knows her stuff.
But yeah, that was kind of unfortunate. So some of the photos from the first day, one ear is perfectly up and the other one's just, like, leaning over, like, hello. But, you know, it's fine. They stayed up.
Yeah, they did fine.
So
they did fine.
That's good enough. Yeah. We've already spoke about how I bought way too much stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little haul video.
Yeah, we can do a little haul video. We haven't packed everything yet, so that's all good.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we'll
do that. And then we
could do a haul video. Add it to the list. I'm going to type that up now, because I will forget by the time this is over.
Add a haul video. Our hotel was in a terrible place.
Oh, my God.
Don't book the Travel Lodge in Beckton. This is your anti-influencer moment.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. It's next to a recycling plant.
It stinks. You go outside the front door and it just
so
stinks.
So bad. It's so
horrendous.
You know what? I feel like I have quite a good tolerance to smell. Mm. Like, I feel like if you have pets, and you have to clean up their stinkies sometimes. You just kind of get nullified to having to do that, you know, with rodents as well. Like, I feel like I'm pretty good. Like, smells don't make me go like, oh, that's gross. This was bad. This was really bad.
And it wasn't just that. It was the worst situated hotel I've ever been to.
It was 35-minute walk away from the nearest tube.
We got to Paddington and we had to take two tubes and a bus to get to this hotel.
Which is like unheard of.
And we missed the bus by like 30 seconds. So then we had to walk for half an hour to get to this bloody hotel, which was next to a recycling plant that stunk. I don't think you could even call it a recycling plant.
Didn't even have a main entrance.
It's more like a dump.
Didn't even have a main entrance. We had to go through this weird fence thing because they only had entrances for cars.
It looked like a jail.
And it was like the outskirts of London. It was in Beckton, which is like on the main line. It's on the DLR. It's like central, you know, London, really.
I must say that the service by the staff was good. The food was lovely. Everyone was nice. But it was...
I wouldn't go that far.
No?
We had to pay for our Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes, there is that. But that's not the staff's choice, so...
No.
I give them a pass. They were nice, and the food was lovely.
And they said my outfit was nice.
And they did that too, yes. So that's all good. It's just the things they couldn't control.
And they were good with our picky eater as well.
Yes.
Good with the picky eater.
Oh, my God. My brother is the fussiest eater in the world.
We could do a whole episode on that one.
We could. He makes ordering food very awkward because he doesn't like to say that he's a fussy eater. So I had to explain to this poor man in the restaurant that he just wanted a burger with the bread and the burger, nothing else. And it was a confusing conversation. But we got there and the burger came and it was lovely and
very
totally
nice
and plain. They were very understanding and very kind. So, yeah, staff, very good. But the placement, horrendous. I would like to say that we only booked this one because it was the only hotel in London that was not £1,000 for three nights at the time of booking. Every other one we saw was over £1,000. And this was relatively near to Comic-Con.
It was in February that we booked, and Comic-Con was last weekend of May. So,
that's it.
But that, you know, February to May, that actually would be long enough to not pay £1,000 for 3 days.
Yeah. And it was every hotel. We checked Premier Inns, Travel Lodges, everywhere on Booking.com.
And Airbnbs
Everything. Airbnbs as well.
Just in case.
Mental. So, yes. It looked like it was really close to Comic-Con.
It wasn't.
But we didn't account for the fact that there wasn't a bloody tube station near it. And that's what really stung us. But it's fine. Uber saved the day. That's the main thing. Apart from on the way home on Sunday, when it did not save the day.
Yeah, we also got stuck, so... The XL Centre, if you've not been there before, it's like a very, very wide and long warehouse. Like, warehouse proportions, but think of, like, 10 warehouses smushed into one big one. It's very big.
It's very long.
To walk from one end to the other, I'd say it's, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it with no like, traffic around it, you know, people coming in and out. But I'd say it's like 5 to 10 minutes to walk from one end to the other, which for a building, it's like quite a walk, right? So we left through the west wing of the XL because that's where we came in the morning, so we thought that'd be the best to leave. And it was saying an hour back to our hotel, and it had been like a 15-20 minute drive. And we were like, there must be really bad traffic then, but you know, if it's the quickest way to get us home, whatever. So we got in. It took us an hour to go from the west side of the XL to the east side of the XL. Had we have known this, we would have just got the Uber on the east side of the the XL. Once we were on the east side, we were home in like 25 minutes, which was still like a little bit slower than it had been. But
if we just left out the other exit,
it literally took us an hour to go from the west wing.
We were sat in this car and we were moving like an inch at a time. We went down the end of this massive road, we crossed a bridge, and then we looked up and we saw, oh, this is where we left yesterday. This is the XL Centre. We're back where we began after an hour. Oh my God, lost our minds.
And then speaking of delays, we had a 4-hour delay on the way home because of a train broken down further down on the line, like an hour down from us.
Mm.
And that train had been stuck since 6, and we didn't get moving again until 11.
Yeah, something like that, wasn't it?
So we were meant to be home at 9 p.m. We were home at 1 a.m. So 4-hour delay. the positive thing is that the people on the table next to us had cats with them. And I'm not speaking any cats. They had a white fluffy cat that looked like Marie from Disney. They had a, like, tabby and white Maine Coon.
Our favourites.
And then, in the carrier of the mum, were 4 2-week-old kittens. The reason they were travelling with 2-week-old kittens is because they were doing, like, an emergency house move. So we won't go into how, you know, it's not cool. Just leave it. It's fine. They were having to do emergency house move. We'll give them some grace. But they had kittens which were literally, like, hand-sized. Oh. And we almost cried.
They were perfect. We were like... They were just squeaking and squealing.
Yeah.
They were all so well-behaved.
No, like, the cats they meowed. Didn't make a they sound weren't smelly the whole time. I was like, oh, no, they might have, like, an accident.
Yeah.
No shouting. Nope. No smelly.
So well-behaved.
They were so well-behaved. Yeah. I was like, if we had Joey, he'd just be yelling for the sake of it. He wouldn't be upset. He'd just be yelling because he can.
He'd scratch his way out and then cause chaos up and down the carriage, wouldn't he? God.
Yeah.
Yeah, little angels they were.
They were so well behaved. And we helped. We had to, like, change trains at one point when the one ahead of us broke down, to, like, condense trains down onto one. And so we stayed to help them move them all because they had, like, loads of luggage and a 3-year-old with them. And then it was raining outside. I was like, we can't get the kittens wet. So we put a big cardigan over them and helped them carry it over.
Aww.
So, yeah, that was very sweet. Very, very precious.
Very good.
And they added me on Facebook and I can confirm they all got home safely.
That's the main
kittens
thing.
Kittens included.
I'm so glad we could know that.
I would be worrying about it all the time.
Me too. Did they make it? Oh, so good.
So, you know, the whole weekend, for the most part, was wonderful. Fantastic. Just the last little bit of travel at the end was a little bit hit and miss on that one Uber ride. But overall, very fun. Very good.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it every year.
Yep, for sure.
I think our next con is likely to be Birmingham MCM at the end of the year. I can't remember if it's end of November or early December. But it'll be that end one.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It was a good time last time. And this time we'll actually plan to go instead of just end up there by accident.
Yeah, so. Last time we went there because we had the cat show and it was in the same building as Comic-Con. We're like, well, let's just go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, we saw enough cats on the Saturday. We didn't really need the Sunday. So we were like, do Comic-Con instead. Brilliant. So it's been a busy couple of weeks. But we have some bad news. The next 6 weeks are going to be far more busy. And not because we're doing fun work for you guys and all the other stuff we like to do. Raven here, her part-time job, the one we talk about sometimes, now has a real big commitment for the next 6 weeks. So she is going to be very tied up with back-to-back meetings, probably most nights. So, you know, we're not going to get as much done. We're aware of that. We've planned for that. It's all good. It's come up as a bit of a surprise, but we're going to work with what we've got. Our working plan, and we're hoping to stick to this as much as possible, is that we'll still stick to doing the Masterpiece Monday streams, but that might be our only stream of the week at the moment, because we're just not going to have time for much else. We're still going to keep up to date with the podcasts, because we should be able to squeeze that in. It doesn't take too much time to record, so I'm sure we can still fit that in.
Yeah, so you basically need an hour of my time, and then it's just you editing. I don't have anything to do with the editing and uploading process. So as long as I have an hour to spare every Sunday, once every 2 weeks, which I... God forbid, hope that I have.
If you don't get that, then you've got a big problem.
If we have to miss one, know that I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
So that should be fine. And the same goes with Masterpiece Mondays. I theoretically should be able to give myself a couple of hours once a week. Mondays tend to be a bit of a quieter day for me. So yeah, hopefully that is fine. May have to be like an hour long instead of 3 hours, but you know, we'll figure something out. We'll kind of
work it out.
See as it comes.
Yep. So that's that. There'll be fewer streams in that time, but things will go back to normal after 6 weeks, we're hoping. So once that's all out of the way, back to normal, focusing on all the things we love to do. In the meantime, the Super Mario videos will keep running because I've still got a backlog of those scheduled and ready to go, and I've got plenty more to edit in the meantime. So I'll be kept busy with those. And
you have a Mario series too.
You mean Minecraft?
Sorry, Minecraft, yes.
Yes, we also have the Minecraft stuff. We've recorded like 10 episodes of that.
Yeah, I think it's 10.
Yeah, I think so. So I've got editing on that to do as well. Mario should be wrapping up soon. I'm in the last stretch now, which is nice. Shouldn't take too much longer. And then we can fully dedicate our time to Minecraft life, which is good. Keen. So, yeah, life's good. The only other thing I'll be doing is focusing more on photography growth, as we talked about earlier. So we've got big plans for that and lots more lovely shoots planned. We've bought some more accessories that are on the way for some future shoots. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Well, they should be here today, but apparently we live in a remote location.
Touchy subject. I shouldn't have said anything.
I won't say too much. What I'm going to say is that where they are now is the remote location, and where we live is definitely not a remote location. That's all I will say. Where it's saying they are on the tracker, the town they're in, is remote. We are not.
Nope. They've got it backwards.
I hope they'll be delivered either, like, I mean, it's almost 7. Maybe
there's
time.
Still time. You never know.
Or it'll be tomorrow.
But yes, can't wait to put those to use. We've got a lot planned. I've got a few fun things lined up, like a horse show that I'll be shooting in a few weeks. I might even have a dog show lined up. That would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to push for that. That would be good. You can be my assistant. Take the second camera. It's fine.
I can, you know, where they take like the little squeegee toy for the dogs. I'll do that to make the sound so they look at the camera.
That's a good idea. That can be your job. You'd nail that job.
I'm happy to have that job for sure.
So yeah, working on more of that and boosting my pages for that. So busy, busy, busy. But yeah, we will be back again a week on Sunday. I don't know what date that is, but obviously we're a bit late on this one. So yeah, it'll be less time until the next one if you're watching these pretty soon. The only other bit of good news I've got, and I haven't actually made a note of this, but I've just remembered, is that this month has been our second best performing month ever after that record breaking one we had a couple of months ago. But the good thing is, we've achieved that having only posted one episode this month so far.
Wow.
We've only done the one because of where the dates have fallen.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And because we're late. So, if this one does well today and tomorrow,
then it will.
It might break records. Really cool.
Yeah, it's the 30th today, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're just squeezing it in just in time. But yeah, it's really nice to see because we've had less output this month, but it's still done better than most other months. So thank you very much to everyone that has joined us and listened. You guys are superstars. Thank you very much.
Before we do highlight of our fortnight,
mm-hmm.
the only other thing that I'd say may, but we'll be having come up in the next few months is... we should be getting a house.
Oh, yeah.
Should. Should be getting a house. I cannot imagine there are any more issues in the way. If you haven't followed this process, we had our offer accepted on the 12th of December. It's the 30th of May, and we're losing the plot.
It's been 6 months.
I can't imagine there's anything else that can get in the way. Thankfully, it's not been at all on our end, really. It's been things at the council and there, you know, so many issues in the way. But... the last conversation we had with our solicitor was that we could pick a date for early June. So that's literally from, like, any time from 2 days onwards. So the first, like, month of us getting the house, we're going to have lots of builders coming in because the whole property needs, like, a full rewire and stuff. Yeah. And then we're going to have to start painting it, moving stuff in, carpets, you know, all that fun stuff, making the new kitchen, and there's going to be loads... So I'm already going to have heavy work commitments for the next 6 weeks. Depending on how things go, we may be able to do two at the same time, and that kind of reduces how long we have delays in content for. Or it might be that I have to focus on this work stuff for the next 5 to 6 weeks, and then we have to do the house after that. We won't really know how much work there is to do and how much time it will take until we're doing it. So... like Farron has said, we're going to try and keep to the at least Monday Masterpiece and podcast episodes and try and do what we can in between time. But that 5 to 6 weeks period may be extended a little bit because of us moving house. However, with us moving house, there'll be lots of new content. There will be us designing essentially our dream little home and setup. We're going to try and film as much as possible, especially of like our office, our workspace kind of situation. We're going to try and film... as much as possible. We're going to do a massive unboxing and like book and figure tour of everything that we have combined, because me and Farina have been together for over 3 years now, but because of Farina moving from his previous property to here and then my stuff already being in storage largely and then us having building work here, we have never combined fully all of our belongings. Mm. I haven't seen, like, half of what you own. So it's going to be fun for both of us. You sadly already know everything that I have, but, you know.
We'll there see. Might be some surprises.
Maybe. So, yeah, that's going to be really fun. So it's not necessarily a bad news thing. It's just there may be a few other delays coming up in what we would like our content output to be.
Yeah.
But it will be very worth it in the long run. We have been living in essentially one room since September. So our bedroom is, our bed really, is behind our monitors. And then we have our desks here for working and content and stuff. And it's been pretty cramped. So us getting our own home, our first home together, which is very exciting, will be very positive, very good. It just may mean that we're going to be a little bit slow and quiet for the next few weeks, but we'll, you know, we'll keep you guys updated on what's happening and
definitely
all that sort of thing.
We'll be working harder than ever, even if you don't see us as much.
Yeah. So some of the updates may not be like marketing and creative based. They may be we finally painted the living room. It'll be an update nonetheless, and we'll try and keep as much to the schedule as possible.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Can't wait. It's an exciting time. Tiring and exhausting time, yes, but most exciting time.
Exactly that.
Really keen. So let's start wrapping up then. What was the highlight of your fortnight?
Finishing the years. I have thought about making them since FanFest in October last year, and I've put it off and put it off and put it off, largely due to us living in one room, because it's like, how do you build a cosplay when you're in one room? But I eventually just did it, and it was fine. And yeah, I'm really glad they're done and that they worked and that everyone loved them. Really excited to make the tutorial on how I did them.
Yep.
And hope that I can follow my gibberish. I hope that, like, watching it all back, there's 133 videos.
Oh, damn, I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah. 133 videos of what I did.
Glad I'm not editing that one.
Yeah.
Boy.
And they're all between like 1 minute to like 30 minutes long.
Mm. That's wild.
So I'm hoping I can condense it down to at least an hour.
Mm.
Maybe I do like an hour long total tutorial and then one which is like episodes.
I think that's a good idea. Covers both then, doesn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, very excited for
High
that.
High five. I'm really proud of you. You worked so hard. You did so good.
And we finished my gouache video too.
Yes. That's all good to go.
That's all filmed, edited, done.
We'll get that up real soon.
So yeah. We'll put that out. I'll try and put the comic one out first because it's more relevant.
Yeah.
The gouache is sort of like whenever I want, you know.
Yeah.
So what was the highlight of your fortnight?
Oh, Comic-Con. Eating chicken katsu curry for lunch every day.
I love katsu curry.
It's that special one. It's called Chosen, isn't it?
It's particularly good, isn't it?
It's my tradition at every Comic-Con now. They give you this lovely little pot of chicken katsu curry. The rice is so fluffy and lovely, the sauce is delicious, the chicken is tender and juicy, and they give you loads of it. It's only a small little pot, but they really smush it in.
You know, like when you're allowed to do pick a mix as a kid and you get those like plastic containers and you just like stuff it and ram it, and
that's exactly what they do.
You like condense those sweets down as much possible. That is what they do with their katsu.
It's brilliant. So
they
tasty
pack it on in.
So good. I love
vacuum
it
sealed.
It's like a highlight for me every time we go. And the second part was buying so much artwork. Oh my god, we bought so much cool stuff. I can't wait to get it all out and have a look at it. It's amazing. I found some of my best pieces ever, I think. Oh,
I'm excited. Fantastic. I hope we have enough wall space.
We will make wall space if we need. It will go on the ceiling. I don't care. It will go somewhere.
Makes me think of my sister when she was in her like emo phase, and she would stick her. You couldn't see any of her ceiling when I was a kid. When she was a teenager, her whole ceiling was posters from Kerrang, and like all of her door, all of her walls, all of her wardrobe. It was like the wallpaper and the ceiling was just made of posters. It was brilliant. I loved it. That's very jealous.
Such a phase to go through.
Not good for spiders though. I'll tell you that much. You can hear them when they go behind the posters. You hear them go.
No thanks.
Nope.
That's great. A big nope.
So maybe not on the ceiling.
Maybe not on the ceiling. Yep, you sold that one. So as always, if you have any questions or any feedback or anything, let us know at creativequestcontact@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We can answer any questions, or we'd love to take on any feedback to let us know how we can improve the show moving forward. And talk more about what you want to hear and less about what you don't want to hear, that sort of thing. So any feedback's more than welcome. You can also comment on the YouTube page or any of our social media channels to let us know there as well. If you haven't already, feel free to subscribe and follow on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, etc. Every follow is really helpful and all the engagement really helps. So we'd really appreciate that if you could jump on any of those, and feel free to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. But aside from that, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Very good. We'll catch you in just under 2 weeks' time for the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See you later.